This is the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, featuring the voices of Charlottesville at SeavillePodcast.com. Charlottesville seems to have a thing for interesting foods that you can get on the street. Deepak Singh reports on Carpe Donut, the latest venture, a brightly colored van that just rolled into town.
So this over here is the cutter head.
As far as street foods go, New York has hot dogs. New Orleans has po' boy. Philly is known for cheese steaks. And now Charlottesville has donuts.
Hi. How are you today?
I'd like a donut.
Sure.
Just one?
I am inside a 10-foot-long red-colored trailer on a busy street in downtown Charlottesville watching Matt Rohde cook donuts.
You know, this is about a perfect batch right here. They're puffing up really nicely and you're getting a really nice crust all around them.
He sells hot and fresh donuts out of his trailer. Matt and his wife, Jen Downey, started their mobile donut business last year. Matt explains why he chose donuts over any other street food.
I always said that, you know, I wanted to just do one food really, really well. And so as we started to think about, okay, we want to do something mobile, we want to do something that has universal appeal, we want to do something that it fundamentally makes a difference, whether it's being made fresh right in front of you or whether it's been, you know, made an hour or a day ago and now we're reheating it and giving it to you. And by eliminating all the options, donuts kind of rose to the forefront.
Unlike grocery store donuts, Matt Rohde's donuts are actually healthy and environmentally friendly. He uses organic eggs, flour, and spices to cook his tasty donuts.
These are only good for about a day, and I generally encourage people to eat them in the first couple of hours after they've been made because they are going to get stale because it's a fresh food. It's also a lot healthier not to be, you know, packing your arteries with hydrogenated oils, but I think the organic flour tastes better. I think the organic eggs have more flavor. I think the organic spices are stronger. So take all those different factors cumulatively. What I think we're finding is that people are trying the food and really being surprised at how good it tastes.
The couple got a lot of encouragement and support from friends and family. Some were excited about the business and some were concerned about whether they were doing the right thing. Matt's wife Jen thinks it was a good decision.
Some of whom are just like, great, that sounds wonderful. But there's a funny little... I think concern that comes into it for them that you're not, you know, sitting behind a desk or doing something that's perceived as white collar. And I guess, you know, for us, the fruits aren't, we're never going to make millions doing this, but that's not our point. You know, we want from day to day to have enough to meet our needs, but also really enjoy ourselves doing what we're doing.
Not only do Matt and Jen enjoy selling hot and yummy donuts, but they also get to spend time with their family while peddling their wares.
You know, making donuts on a street corner is not where I saw myself 10 years ago or 5 years ago, but there is a deeper societal component, and it got triggered certainly by having children and wanting to be with them.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Excuse me, ma'am, can I ask you a few questions?
Yeah, sure.
How did you find out this place?
I was just driving by, and I love donuts, and I saw it, and I thought, let's stop.
What kind of donut is that?
It's like a plain one, right?
Plain donut, apple cider, got some couple spices in there.
Yeah, that's awesome. Oh, that's what I was hoping it would be like. Perfect. Are you going to be here a lot? Or really, every Friday? Okay.
In fact, Matt Rohde plans to park Carpe Donut in a different Charlottesville location every day. So if you need a donut fix, be on the lookout for a red van. For the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, I am Deepak Singh.